Hi, it's Mac McGoggin on Audioboo. Just listened to an Audioboo put up by Adrian Wicks, who is at Turbo Stream on Audioboo. And Adrian's boo on canals and aqueducts was almost in a kind of response or reaction to one put up by Dean Reed, you know, Dean who travels the hills and dales. When I heard Adrian talk about canals and aqueducts, it brought back fond memories of 12 years in a row that we holidayed down in the Llangollen area of Wales. Beautiful, gorgeous area. Llangollen sits on the River Dee, and we holidayed in a beautiful and peaceful, quiet hillside setting, a caravan park called Tiocha. Basically means high house, or in this case it was a farm, so it may have meant high farm. But anyway, the Llangollen itself is absolutely beautiful, and the canals do in fact run not through the middle of the town, but they do run on the outskirts of the town, horse-drawn at certain sections, which is beautiful because it's so damn peaceful, no engines whatsoever, no reek. But anyway, as I said, going back to the aqueducts, it brought back the Bonsilliat Aqueduct, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that properly, which is a few miles from Llangollen itself, and it is actually the highest in the country, the highest aqueduct, not the longest. I think the longest one was the one that Adrian mentioned. So anyway, the Bonsilliat Aqueduct, basically it was built, it's on the Llangollen Canal series, across the River Dee, as I said, a few miles from Llangollen, and it's actually 126 foot high, and it was built or designed by Thomas Telford anyway. So I'll read a wee bit about it, because so many fond memories of sitting on the bankings of the canal at the, I think it's the east end of that particular aqueduct. There is a canal basin where the boats all gather, and it's fabulous to sit there and watch these barges coming in and out, and tying up for a night or a weekend, people enjoying themselves. It's a gorgeous place. So anyway, the aqueduct, it carries the Llangollen Canal over the River Valley, over the valley of the River Dee in Wrexham, County Borough in North East Wales. It was completed in 1805. It is the longest and highest aqueduct in Britain. Now, I'm not sure that's the one that Adrian mentioned. Maybe his pronunciation, doesn't agree. But correct me if I'm wrong, Adrian. But this one definitely says it's the longest and the highest. I thought it was just the highest, but not the longest in Britain. A Grade 1 listed building structure, I would say. Why did they put building there, my goodness? And it is also part of the World Heritage. When the bridge was built, it linked the villages of Llangollen at the southern end of the bridge in the Silliet township of Llangollen Parish, from where it takes its name, and Trefor in Welsh, at the northern end of the bridge in the Trefor Isaf township of Llangollen Parish. Both townships were later transferred to Wrexham County Borough following local government reorganisation. That's got nothing to do with the bridge, or the aqueduct, I should say. The name is in the Welsh, the name in the Welsh language, and means Siceliot Bridge. I'm going Welsh now. For most of its existence, it was known as Pont y Siceliot, Bridge of Siceliot, over other translations such as Bridge of the Junction, or the bridge that links, are modern and incorrect inventions from the literal English translation of Siceliot being junctions or links, as the township of Siceliot existed for centuries before the bridge was built. There you go. Now, there's loads and loads of details, of course, on the Wikipedia and other sites, especially the Welsh Natural Heritage sites, which are actually better than Wikipedia. But as I said, it was built by Thomas Telford and William Jessop. It's 1,007 feet long, which is 307 metres, 11 feet wide, and 1.6 metres deep. and consists of a cast iron trough supported 126 feet above the river on iron arch ribs carried on 19 hollow masonry piers or pillars. Each span is 53 feet wide. Despite considerable public scepticism, Telford was confident this construction method would work. He had previously built at least one cast iron trough aqueduct, Longdon, on Tern Aqueduct on the Shrewsbury Canal, still visible in the middle of a field, though the canal was abandoned years ago. Part of what was originally called the Ellesmere Canal. It was one of the first major feats of civil engineering undertaken by Telford. By then, a leading civil engineer, supervised by Jessop, the more experienced canal engineer. The iron for the aqueduct was supplied by William Hazeldene from his foundries in Shrewsbury and nearby Cefnmore. I don't know how to pronounce that, it's Welsh. It was opened on 26th November 1805, having taken around 10 years to design and build at a total cost of £47,000, probably cost £47 million now, I guess. Adjusted for inflation, oh no, they actually gave me, I should have read on before I made that statement. Adjusted for inflation, this is equal to £2.93 million as of 2013. So I was a wee bit off, wasn't I? However, a structure of this type would cost more to build today due to other factors that didn't exist in the early 19th century, such as higher wages, adjusted for inflation, everything's bloody adjusted for inflation, safety measures, new regulations and taxes, financing fees and so on, so I'm probably right with my £47 million at the end of the day. At the time of the aqueduct's completion, the canal terminated at a wharf, I like that word, wharf, slightly to its north, a feeder to bring water from the Horseshoe Falls up. Gorgeous, gorgeous place, the Horseshoe Falls, beyond Llangollen, was completed 3 years later in 1808. And at some point after 1820, the Plas Cynaston Canal was built, probably not Cynaston, it's probably Naston or something, was built to serve industry in the Cefnmore. Forgive me, poor anybody from Wales that knows the language, forgive this poor Scotsman, and the Rosmeadre areas. There might have been another canal extension, but detailed records do not survive. I'm not going into the rest of the stuff, mortar and lime, water and oxblood. There's an interest in how to build the pillars. If anyone wonders why I can say Llangollen perfectly, it's because we holidayed there for 12 years. And when the first year we went there, we said, this is a lovely town, Llangollen, before we were pulled up abruptly and told how to spit and say at the same time. So, as in Chweli, it is Chweli. So, interesting stuff, and I do love canals and aqueducts. We have one nearby, actually. I might do a wee audio bill on that another day, but I'll leave that for now. But we do actually have one, which is just a few miles from where I'm sitting here just now. That was a Midlands talk, by the way, sat sitting. Great stuff. Thanks, Dean. Thanks, Adrian. Speak again soon.